Alright, so we are now, after all those caveats, which basically say life isn't quite as important as one might have thought. We will study these full matrix algorithms and focus on full matrix multiplication. And so we're going to do C equals A times B. Now you can have rectangular matrices. A and B do not have to be square, but there is no essential difference between rectangular and square matrices. So we'll assume they're square. So the decomposition we're going to use is actually illustrated on the next foil. We're going to decompose our matrices into rectangular subblocks, because that's the most elegant and actually, at least asymptotically, the most efficient algorithm. And so we're going to assume n processors, and we'll assume that those n processors are arranged as a root n by root n array. And we'll consider only the case where n is a perfect square. Obviously, you can consider cases where it's not a perfect square, but that only doesn't actually alter any essential features. It just makes the algebra more complex. So this is, so we divide, so if we have 16 processors arranged as a 4x4 grid, we'll divide the matrix into 16 parts with 1/16 of the matrix in each processor, and we're going to assume A, B, and C all have the same decomposition. I believe this actually is not the optimal algorithm. There is an algorithm which is a little more complex, which does a three-dimensional decomposition, not a two-dimensional decomposition. It does reduce the amount of communication time. That algorithm was only actually discovered a few years ago, about maybe 3 to 5 years ago. When we wrote our book in 1988, we thought the square decomposition was the most efficient. Although if we thought about it more carefully, we would have noticed that other parts of our book proved otherwise, but so be it. So we'll assume that the matrices are big M by big M, that we divide them up into little m by little m blocks, so that each processor has an m by m subblock and they're labeled by a two-vector L and K. And sometimes we use a C notation where they run from 0 to root n minus 1, and sometimes a Fortran notation where the processors are labeled 1 to root n. So this